Rabbi Bachama said, we can learn from our mission that if someone picks up a found item with the intent that another person should be koin it, the other person is koin it. This must be the case, because if not, then in the mission, since neither of them lifted the entire item, it should be considered as if the side that they did not lift is considered to still be lying on the floor, and neither of them should be koin it. Rather, we can see from here that when one lifts a found item so that another person should be koin it, the other person is koin it. Rava says, not a proof. Maybe that one cannot be kind of found item for another person. The reason it works in the Mishnah is because since Migui, the person is kind of for himself, he's also kind of for the other person. This can be proven from the following. If a person tells a Shliach to steal for him, the sender will be Potter. If partners decide to steal together and one of them physically does the act of stealing, Bother Chaya. Presumably the reason for this is, since he's kind of for himself, Migui, he can also be kind of for his partner as well. Rava said, based on this Migui, if a deaf mute, a Cheirish, and a healthy person picked up a found item together, since the Cheirish is kind of, the healthy person is kind of as well. In fact, it makes sense that the Cheirish is kind of because the competent person is picking up on his behalf, but why is the competent person kind of? Marcel, you have to say what he meant to say is that the cherish is kind of, but the competent person is actually not kind of. In fact, if only the cherish is kind of, what's the migo that Rava referred to? Marcel says, migo, if two deaf mutes, two cherishim, would lift an item together, they would be kind of. Therefore, if a deaf mute and a competent person lifted together, they will also be kind of. In fact, we can only say that a person can be kind of for someone else when he intends to do so. In this case, since the competent person is not being kind of for himself, he surely doesn't intend to be kind of for the cherish. Marcel said, we must say that Rava meant, since the competent person is not kind of, the cherish is not kind of either. In fact, why is it that the Rabbanan enacted that when two deaf mutes lift an item, they're kind of, but when a cherish and a competent person lift, they're not koina. Mora said, when two deaf mutes lift it, if we would tell them not that they're not koina, they would argue for being treated differently than a competent person. But when it's a cherish and a competent person, the cherish won't argue because the competent person himself is not being koina, so the cherish doesn't feel like he's being treated differently, so he won't have a problem with that either. From what part of the mission does Rabbi Bachama mean to bring a proof? It can't be from the first case, because in that case, they each claim to have lifted the entire talis for themselves and not for the other. But it says it must be from the extra case in the Mishnah, where each of them said, it's all mine. In fact, we have explained that this extra case is discussing a case of purchase. But it says, rather, it's from the case where one of them said, it's all mine, the other said, it's half mine. This case seems to be extra, and is given to teach it. If one lifts a found item for someone else, the other person is kind. In fact, maybe this is referring to a purchase and not a found item. Rather, Dr. Mari, must be from the case that the two people who come to Bezin riding on an animal, each claiming that it's his. This case seems to be extra. It's given to teach it. If someone lifts a found item for someone else, the person is kind of. In fact, I don't know. Maybe it's coming to teach that riding an animal is a form of kinyan. Mari said, it must be from the last case of the Mishnah, which says that if they both admit to what happened, or there are witnesses that they picked it up together, they divide it without swearing. Now, if this is discussing a purchase, this result would be obvious. Rather, it must be referring to a case of a found item and teaches that if someone lifts a found item for someone else, the other person is kind of. Rava would say it's not a proof, because the reason it works in the Mishnah is only because Migo is kind of for himself, he can also be kind of for another person. The Mishnah said, Hayushnaim Roichvin. Rabbi Yosef said, Rabbi Yehuda told him, I have heard two things of Shmuel, one regarding a rider on an animal, and one regarding leading an animal. Regarding one, he said he was kind of, regarding the other, he said he's not kind of, but I don't remember which is kind of, which is not. Fechman, what's the case of Shmuel? If he spoke about a case of one riding an animal and a separate case of someone leading an animal, then surely the one leading the animal would be kaina, because everyone would agree to that. If he said one is not kaina, we would have to say that it was one riding the animal, that they found the animal, that's when he's not kaina. And Rabbi Yehuda should have realized that it's a simple difference. Evidently, Rabbi Yehuda was unsure in the case where one person rode the animal, another person led the animal. On the one hand, the rider is stronger because he's physically grabbing the animal, or maybe the one leading the animal is stronger because he's the one that makes the animal move, which is making the kinyan. Rabbi Yosef said, Rabbi Yehuda tried to answer from a mission. Now, Mishnah says if someone leads an animal that are klayim, he gets malchus. Also, if he sits in a wagon attached to animals that are klayim, he also gets malchus. But Meir says he's potter. Now, from the fact that Shmuel reverses the sheets and says it's the Rabbanon who say the person is potter, it must be held that a rider is not kaina, and certainly a rider who rides while another person leads would not be kaina. By Yisrael of Yosef, you have told us this proof without mentioning that it was said by Rabbi Yehuda. As I said, I now remember that he was the one who told it to me. In fact, I remember asking him, how do you compare a case of one sitting in a wagon to one sitting on the actual animal itself? The one sitting on the animal is holding on to the bridle of the animal, and maybe that's why he would be kaina. Rabbi Yehuda said, Rav and Shmuel both say that holding the bridle does not create a kinyan. Others say, Abai asked the question of how the cases can be compared, and Yosef answered that Edi said holding a bridle does not create a kinyan. We also learned that Rav Chelboy, in the name of Rav Huna, said, taking hold of the bridle acts as a kinyan when being kind of from another person, but not when being kind of a found item from Hefker, like the possessions of a ger, let's say, who died without Yarshim. The words for bridle is Maisera. Rava said, Edi explained, this comes from the word giving over, moiser, as one giving over something to another. This is why it only creates a kinyan when being kinder from someone else, because there's someone to give it over, but not when being kinder from Hefker. Fact the Gemara, the Mishnah said that when two people are riding an animal, they divide it. We see that riders are kind of the animal. The Mishnah can't be our mayor, because he says even sitting in a wagon would be kind of, so riding it would be obvious. Rather, it must be that it's their abundant. And we see that they hold that riding a found animal is kind of. The Gemara said the case is that they kick the animal and cause it to move, at which time they're kind of with Mashiach. That's simply a case of leading an animal. And for the Gemara, the Mishnah is teaching regarding two types of leading an animal. We would think that riding maybe is a better kinyan because he's leading the animal and grabbing onto it. The Mishnah therefore teaches that they are equally as effective.